This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Jewish settlers have reportedly attacked a village in the West Bank, killing a toddler and injuring at least three others. Reports are suggesting as many as four attackers firebombed homes near the city of Nablus. One of the attacks leaving a 1.5-year-old child dead. His older brother and parents also injured in the attack. Palestinian group Hamas has called for a, quote, day of fury in revenge for the attack. The Israeli Defense Forces have been put on heightened alert. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordering a full investigation into the attack. So far, no suspects have been identified. The former chair of the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, along with two former vice presidents, are to face charges of professional negligence. Three are being indicted over their handling of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. They're accused of failing to take measures to strengthen safety requirements at the Fukushima nuclear plant, even though they knew there was potential danger from a tsunami. The tsunami caused by a massive earthquake in March of 2011 flooded the Fukushima nuclear plant, setting off a nuclear meltdown, which forced some 160,000 people in the area out of their homes. Locals have attempted to bring charges against 30 different TEPCO and government officials, however, prosecutors declining to bring charges in those complaints. Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has formally endorsed Interior Secretary Manuel Rojas Jr. to be his ruling Liberal Party's candidate in next year's presidential elections. Rojas, in accepting the nod from Aquino, says if elected, he will continue the reforms the current administration has begun, including poverty relief and an end to corruption. 58-year-old former lawmaker had at one point planned to run for president in 2010. However, he stepped aside to allow Benigno Aquino III, son of Philippine democracy icon Corazon Aquino, to take the nomination for the Liberal Party. Rojas also has a historic political legacy of his own. He is the son of the Philippines' first president, Manuel Rojas Sr., following World War II. Rojas expected to face off against a former Manila area mayor and a Philippine senator in next year's vote. Benigno Aquino III, not allowed to run for a second straight term as president under Philippine law. French officials say a part of a wing, which could be the first trace of missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, has now been crated and sealed for transport to France. The debris to be transported to the city of Toulouse for further investigation. Team of investigators from Malaysia also heading into Toulouse to take a look at the debris. British Prime Minister David Cameron saying everything is being done to ensure that Britain's border at Calais is secure. The Prime Minister also warning illegal immigrants will be removed as hundreds continue to try to attempt to cross from France into Britain via the Eurotunnel. Cameron to chair a meeting on the issue later on this Friday. New fencing being supplied by the UK government has also been installed at Calais. More than 3,500 people have attempted to travel through the tunnel this week alone to try to get into the UK. China Securities Regulatory Commission says it is going to be keeping a closer eye on programmed electronic trading by institutional investment firms. At the same time, the CSRC says the exchanges in Shanghai and Shenzhen have already restricted 24 accounts in connection with this. Regulators say the accounts have been disturbing share prices or misleading other investors through frequent orders and cancellations. Programmed trading involves setting a program sell or buy figure on a share or a basket of shares. Chinese government calling on the international community to help small island states pursue development and better address non-traditional security challenges. In making the appeal at a UN Security Council meeting, Chinese representatives urging developed countries to honor their commitments and take a leading role in helping the developing nations. Small island nations face numerous challenges, including sluggish economies and security issues, including transnational crime, piracy, as well as climate change. The Chinese government has allocated hundreds of millions of yuan for disaster relief in Xinjiang and Zhejiang. 400 million yuan is being set aside for reconstruction in Pingshan County in Xinjiang. Area of western China was hit by 6.5 magnitude earthquake in early July. Another 100 million yuan is also being directed toward the province of Zhejiang to help in the cleanup from Typhoon Chanhong. Chinese tourism authorities are preparing to create a blacklist of tourism agencies. Authorities say they're doing this to maintain market order. Under the new plan, companies which are caught providing improper tourism services will be added to the list. Their names will be made public in 5 working days. Companies caught breaking the rules will be on the list for 2 years. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.